Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast on this 19th day, Monday, April 19th, 2021. Coming off a big weekend. It was a busy weekend for me. Hockey, a chill day on Sunday. The Gamblers won Friday, lost a heartbreaker on Saturday. I don't know if you saw this score or not.
Oh, I did. They gave up the tying goal, didn't they, with like a minute 10 left?
And then like a minute 30, I think, left, and then
lost in overtime.
The game winner in overtime, like 42 seconds in.
Yeah,
well, of overtime.
And that was against Chicago, right? A chance to gain on the league best.
2-1. Chicago emptied the net with about 2.5 minutes to go, down one. Here's how hockey works. It almost always happens this way, okay? And you know this as well as anyone. So it's 2-1, Gamblers leading, empty net for Chicago. Gamblers, Tucker, they have like a 2-on-1 with an empty net. I don't remember who passed it over to Tucker just inside the blue line, but he's like one step inside the blue line. He fires at a wide open net and missed it. Missed the open net.
How do you do that?
I don't know, but he did. And then they come back down and score the game-tying goal.
Mm.
But not without controversy. So it looked like there was a blatant offsides missed. Okay? So let me tell you if I can paint the picture for you. So the linesman is right on the line. So he's in great position. All right, Chicago's moving from right to left. So maybe you can picture this. So the puck is in the zone. All right, in the Chicago zone. They've got it in. Then it gets knocked out. So it goes out past the blue line, right? There's still two guys from Chicago in the zone. So they've got to clear, right? They've got to come back out before they can take the puck back in, right? Otherwise, they're offsides. The puck comes out. They are skating back out. There's a guy, like, right on the blue line. And the defense gets the hold of the puck again and shoots it up to the guy who's standing on the blue line. But there's still two guys in the zone. So he doesn't play the puck. He lets the puck go. So the puck clearly is in the zone before the two guys come out. But the two guys then clear. He goes in, plays the puck. They go and they score like 10 seconds later. And everyone's screaming. Everyone in the crowd is screaming because they kept replaying it over the thing. It was the offsides, offsides. But it wasn't offsides because he didn't play the puck until the guy's cleared. It was a very heads-up play on that guy's part and a very good call by the linesman. But the crowd thought for sure, I mean, it was blatant offsides.
So there, but it wasn't.
Way in before those guys cleared, but it wasn't because he didn't play the puck. He let it alone.
Until they cleared.
Before he did.
Yeah. Until they cleared. And then he went and got it, and boom, they're onside again. It was very, very good.
Bottom line is you can't miss the empty net from inside the blue line, but I know why.
He missed the empty net.
I know why he did, though.
Why?
Because Tucker's the all-time assist leader, not goal leader in Gambler history. He didn't need to shoot. He needed to pass the puck.
Well, he got the pass. I thought the guy that passed to him was going to keep it and shoot, but he passed it to Tucker, and then he missed the empty net. I was like, oh, no. And then they come down and score, and then they score right away in overtime. It's like, you got to be kidding me.
The way it goes, man, sports.
Yep. But it seems like it happens in hockey a lot. You get one play at one end, and it turns into something bad at the other end.
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time.
You know, huge save or something like that. And then the other team, you know, one team could be peppering the goalie all first period, and then the other team gets one break the other way and score, and you're like, all right, they got one goal on two shots, and we got no goals on 14 shots.
Hey, in the state tournament championship game for the Green Bay Bantam Seas, I told you how that goes. Our opening shift, we had three grade-A scoring chances. Couldn't convert. They come down and score on their first shot on goal. You look up at the scoreboard, we have seven shots on goal. Our opponent has one shot on goal, and we're down 1-0.
Yeah, crazy. I remember a game against Chicago a couple of weeks ago, too, where Gamblers were trying to clear the puck on a power play, I guess trying to get it out of the zone, and a guy just inside the blue line picks the thing out of midair, boom, with his stick and keeps it in, and they end up scoring on that possession. Just that one little play, keeping the puck in.
Oh yeah.
Didn't have to, you know, didn't have to reset or anything. Just by keeping it in the zone, and they go on to score. That play was huge.
Yeah.
Just goes to show you, man, every little thing counts.
And that was Teddy Bear Toss night, Saturday night, right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, yeah, for what it's
name
worth,
only.
I know. But you still had a good crowd. They had, what, 2 sellouts over the weekend, didn't they?
Yep, 2 max crowds, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
So that's good. The fans taking to it. And the final home game is tonight. You'll be busy with more hockey tonight.
That is correct. So final regular season home game. We'll see if it's the final home game or not.
This might be the
looks
first.
Like it might be.
This might be the first year since I've moved to Green Bay, 21 years, that I've not been to a Gamblers game.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, we don't do the Bud Light party pits anymore, limited tickets, all that stuff. I know we're busier nowadays, too, in the winter months with my own kids playing hockey, but we usually find time to get to a handful of games. But with everything going on and, you know, the pandemic and, you know, things starting to get better now, this will be the first year, I think, since we've moved here that we have not attended a Green Bay Gamblers game.
Hmm. Well, here's to hoping that they get through the first round. If they get through the first round of the playoffs, then they could play the play a home game in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Because for some reason, I don't know why they're doing it this way, but the first round is going to be all at one site. The higher seed, all 3 games, if it goes that far, will be at the one site. In the second round, though, if they do get to the second round, then they will switch venues if it goes long enough. So, I don't know, it's kind of weird, but it's been a weird year.
So
I guess you just chalk it up to the weirdness.
#weirdness.
I wanted to give you an update on how it went over the weekend. That was a good game Saturday night, but unfortunately they came up short. So you can come out and see the game tonight, or wait till tomorrow. We'll have all the details for you on the Bill and Rookie Experience. It all starts at 6 a.m. Why don't you join us on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.